Hi, I'm Melody.
And I'm Candy.
And you're listening to
Quirks, Bumps,
and Bruises. So, Candy, here we go again. Are we ever going to stop talking about how much we need to lose weight?
No. And, Melody, if we were actually thin, what would we talk about?
Well, there you go. Obviously nothing.
Really?
So, let me just start with this. I had this brilliant idea about, 2 weeks ago now?
Uh-huh.
And I text you and I said, Candy, I've got a great idea. Why not, when we first get to work, before our workday starts, we'll come in a little bit early and we will start walking before we ever go on the air at 6 a.m.
It's starting to feel a little bit better now. Spring's coming.
Yes.
You know, it feels really nice outside in the mornings. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful idea, and I was all for that.
And we've got a place where we could just, you basically have to keep walking in a circle,
yeah,
but you could do it like 10 times, and it would be at least a mile or so,
yes.
Right?
And it'd be enjoyable, because we'd be together talking and laughing.
Right.
Yes.
Even talking about the show, what we're going to talk about on the show,
yes,
and that kind of thing. Great idea.
Perfect.
Over 2 weeks ago, I said that, and you wrote me back, and you said, I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So here we are 2 weeks later. Have we done it once?
Not once.
No, because instead, we're ordering breakfast.
Oh, yeah. So y'all, just this morning, we ordered, and I'm not talking like just a biscuit. We ordered breakfast, and I'm talking really good sandwiches and really good sides.
And let me just say, we were doing this particular thing because one of our staff members,
yeah,
has a birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trying to honor her. And what better way to honor anybody than, you know, with a huge breakfast?
Yeah, you can't honor people without food, y'all. That's just written down somewhere.
At least not in our book.
No.
And so we did.
Yeah.
All right. So, Candy, what did you order?
I ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Doesn't
with, sound bad,
by the way,
with shredded hash browns that were bigger than the sandwich.
And as a little side note, y'all, pickles on top of that sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Mayonnaise and pickles on the, oh, it's so good. Don't knock it till you try it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that would have been way more than I should have had.
Right. And then I ordered their breakfast burrito, which mm-hmm. comes with egg and cheese and sausage and bacon too.
Whoa.
And sour cream and salsa on the side. And then that wasn't enough, so I had to order some chunky hash browns.
Perfect name, huh?
And then Wendy ordered what she wanted for her breakfast.
Yeah.
So we all sat in here and ate our breakfast and celebrated
her birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you, Wendy.
Yes.
So we did that, and we were stuffed. Did we not all say, I cannot eat another bite?
Oh, I was sick.
But that's not all. Because, and this shows me, I want to tell you something, because I didn't tell you this.
Uh-oh.
It shows you that you can kind of be forced into, even if you're trying to eat a little better or you're not going to get something else, you kind of become a little bit more apt to do it if somebody else does it.
Oh, yes.
So we're back in school.
Peer pressure.
Doing what other people do.
Yeah.
So I was the one ordering for everybody, so I asked y'all to send me your order.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Candy, you sent me your order, but at the bottom of your order, you said, I also want what?
Blueberry bread pudding with icing.
Yes.
Oh, my word. I had to get it. I didn't want to. I knew I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw that on the menu, I had to get it.
All right. So I add blueberry bread pudding to the order for Candy.
And then Wendy wants
Well,
one.
Then Wendy sees that and she says, ooh, that sounds good. I want one of those too. Well, then I thought, well, I feel left out. But I didn't want blueberry bread pudding. I did think that was a little heavy after you've just had a breakfast with 4,000 calories.
Pun intended.
And so I ordered French silk pie.
First of all, the person doing our order had to be like, who in the world is this for?
I know, because Wendy ordered a ham and Swiss cheese on rye with fried okra.
Yeah, this is for breakfast, y'all.
I'm y'all, this was 6 a.m. this morning. So I would love to hear what the people in the kitchen that was cooking this were like. What in the world?
And they did good. They got it.
They
all
did.
Right.
They did good. So here, now look, we just ate this big breakfast. We all just said we're stuffed. but not too much to not have the dessert.
I know it.
No. So literally, Candy, we all just ate 4,000 calories at least.
We should be done for the rest of the week.
And then we say, when we get it all done, we've done eat every little last drop of it. We say,
this is it.
I've got to start losing some weight.
That's right. We got to start walking. What you doing tomorrow? You want to walk before breakfast or after?
But here's the thing. Candy will text me on the way in to work in the morning and say, you want me to stop by Starbucks and get us a double frappe?
I know. And you're going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. So that's the first part of this. The second part of this is Candy and I both have had to go to our doctors recently. I had a yearly physical last week. Mm-hmm. You, the week before, went to your doctor. And Candy, you come in and you say to me what?
I ain't telling y'all how much I weigh.
No, I ain't telling y'all that either, but.
But I was the fattest I've ever been in my life. Just to put it out there, fattest I've ever been in my life.
Well, and so was I. And I knew that my doctor was going to fuss at me.
Are you morbidly obese yet? y'all.
Yes. My file on my doctor's thing where you can go to your little portal and see everything about yourself.
Like we didn't already know.
Candy says morbidly obese on mine.
What's next?
Does yours?
I'm not sure I'm morbid yet, but I'm very obese.
Well, I hate to break this to you, but you told me what you weigh, and I know how tall you are.
I'm morbidly obese.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, see, and
I hate to tell you, but I ain't going to lay this thing out here by myself. Okay. You're going to be here with me.
I'm not. Okay, maybe I am justifying. But have y'all seen my 600-pound life? let's just break for a moment. And I'm going to say, I am not in any way poking fun. Because I am
how can
so
we
big.
Poke fun?
I know it. And so I try to bring humor into it.
Because it helps us not cry.
Yes. But I'm like, they're eating cheeseburgers in the bed 24/7.
Well, don't you?
And I'm morbidly obese. What is their health?
Well, now I will say, that little chart that they go by, I would have to weigh negative 100 pounds to fit that chart. I mean, it's for my age to weigh what I'm supposed to weigh, I would be like a toothpick.
Oh, well, I just couldn't eat.
And y'all, that ain't happening.
Oh, never.
Never. That's not going to happen while I'm living on this.
No.
In this earthly state that I'm in now. Now, when I'm up there with Jesus, I'm a full expecting to be thin.
Oh, please. I know.
So that's the second part of this, that Candy and I are now morbidly obese. But seriously, the chart is a little askew, right? I'm not trying to justify completely, but the chart is askew, and so are we.
Yeah.
So the third part of this, Candy, which I'm sorry, but I laughed till I cried, and we have to tell this story. But you and your mom and your little boy went on a little trip.
We did.
And what happened?
To Tennessee. We went to Dollywood, a theme park, and I was just living it up, having fun. And the next thing I know, Hunter looks at me and he said, Mommy, that woman over there looks like you. Look at her. So I looked and I thought, certainly he's not talking about her. I mean, nothing wrong, but she was honestly twice my size. So I thought, I looked around, I thought he must be talking about somebody else. Nobody else was around. And I thought, I even looked at him and I said, are you talking about her? I pointed at her. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah. And I thought, oh, wow.
I know.
I hoped it was just because she had hair like me. Uh-huh. I don't think that's why.
No, because she had red hair, right?
and I got blonde. But you know, I think you just get to a point where you just don't believe. Like, I look at myself in pictures. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, I don't even know who you are. Like, mm-hmm. Who are you? I know. And how did you get here?
I know. And you know, Facebook, you don't have Facebook, but I do. And Facebook has what's called Facebook memories.
And you send them to me.
And they will have pictures of you and I, Candy, back in 2007 or 8.
We were fat.
Don't you wish you were as fat as you were the first time you thought you was fat?
Honey, yes. I take the third time I thought I was fat. I take that.
Okay, here's another little section of this little problem that Candy and I have. And it's that we went to a surprise birthday party for one of our coworkers here. And there was a picture taken. Mm. And of our staff. Mm-hmm. And I saw that picture. And I was like, who is that? Like, I didn't even recognize who it was.
Y'all, it's out of control.
It's out of control. You want to walk in the morning?
Before or after I bring in our meal? Breakfast first or after?
Are you bringing me that double frappuccino when you come in?
With extra whipped cream on top, of course.
Thanks for listening to the Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises podcast with Candy and Melody. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast. You can learn more at joyfm.org.
Try Peas and Carrots podcast for more encouragement. Brian and Kayla share life from their piece of the vegetable patch. Expect a laugh, find common ground, and hear stories you can't wait to share. It's a podcast about doing life together, growing in Christ together, and learning to laugh no matter what comes your way. Search Peas and Carrots podcast wherever you listen to podcasts today.